I'm Lucas Stilinski. I'm an associate professor of entomology and nematology at the Citrus Research and Education Center.
You're working on an attract and kill trap for Asian citrus psyllids for nurseries specifically.
Yes, this is a project that's funded by the HLB MAC. This is a project that is a large collaboration between the USDA in Fort Pierce, where Stephen LaPointe has been the project leader. My laboratory here at CREC, Mamoudou Setemau in Texas, and numerous collaborators in California. And our postdoc, Justin George, on this is really our boots on the ground. This is a device that is 2 years in development now. We have a prototype that is very much functional that's being evaluated in the field now. All of the basic research in terms of developing a smell, a taste, an appropriate visual attractant has been finished. This device is meant to attract psyllids and eliminate them because when they land on the device, they pick up a small amount of a toxicant that they ingest because the trap activates them to feed, or the device, I should say. It's actually not a trap, but a device. And we envision this to potentially be effective in numerous scenarios, but an enclosed space like a nursery or perhaps an enclosed grove like under the cup system would be areas that we believe this would be a particularly useful tool. These are places where broad spectrum sprays are sometimes more difficult to apply. Also, they have an enclosed and limited psyllid population. And in such enclosed spaces, we've now have demonstrated in numerous experiments that we can kill off the existing psyllid population very effectively, even in cases when we deploy these devices in the presence of citrus. So they're able to attract and eliminate the population in the presence of their host.
100% kill within a few days?
Yeah, we get up to 100% kill with, in 4 to 6 days.
Any idea when, any time frame, when this could become commercially available, like for nurserymen?
I'm always hesitant to give an exact timeline, but our hope is to have this project extended into 2019, where we would have the majority of our confirmative studies under real-world situations completed. That would be our goal.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.